reminding you we're all equal. So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. Something tells me you've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.
Yo, this is Black Tai Chi, the mic conductor, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in B-Baby, B.C.
Cheese, please, yes. Cheese, please, you're so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snuff, Dude, and Daffodil will spin the hits. It's all cheesy music. They love it to bits. Well, Snuff, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to the bunker. It's another edition of Cheese Fleas. My name is Snarf Dude.
Which means I must be Daffodil.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just looking at my piece of paper here, and yes, it's only us two hosting the show each and every week, it seems.
Well, you know, the dog's here, too.
Oh, yeah, Ron the dog. I forget. You keep him quiet with treats, right?
That's the whole point.
You got to get him to start barking just a little bit to make sure he's here.
Yeah, I can't make him bark. He doesn't understand the whole concept of speak.
Well, other dogs have. Lassie, Rin Tin Tin, Benji, right? You say speak and the whoop, whoop. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't do it. Oh, you're trying now, I see.
Yeah, and he's just looking at me like, what do you want me to do? And then he jumps up and takes the treat right out of my hand.
Oh, well, it's a work in progress. Anyway, on the show this week, we go back to the early 1960s and... it seemed to be a bit of a boom of female singers and teenage angst.
Well, female singers with angst.
Yeah, okay, fine. But we're going to profile Diane Reney, one of the lesser-known ones, but she certainly had a hit and then some. And then why would you want to play that? Well, I'm not going to say why we're going to play it yet, because it would make sense a little later on. So you got to listen to figure out where I'm going with this.
Yes, it's kind of funny.
I like to think so. But we're starting off with the John Keating Incorporated with a couple classic songs from the 70s. You Are the Sunshine of My Life, made famous by Stevie Wonder a little later on. But we're starting off with
Never, Never Gonna Give You Up, Ever. I'm not Barry White, but I can try to sound like I'm gonna get real low. What do you think?
I think I'm giving you stink eye.
On?
Cheese, please.
Yeah. you're sitting where the fun is.
Cheese, please.
With John Keating Incorporated and his seems to be elevator music version of Stevie Wonder's classic, You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Wow. Makes me mellow out just thinking that.
It's very mellow.
Yeah, the whole elevator music thing. Just grooving in the elevator as it goes up and down, you know. Just, what? What do you think?
I don't have that appreciation for elevators that you have. I find them claustrophobic.
I loved it. I read them when I was a kid, Daffodil. I would play elevator operator in one particular department store, and I'd press the buttons for everybody as they go up and down. Killed about a half an hour. Well, parents shot. You know, no big deal. Didn't hurt anything. But I always had a thing for that.
You are so strange sometimes.
I know. And before that, we had John Keating Incorporated doing Never Ever Gonna Give You Up, the Barry White classic from the 70s.
Yes.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we're profiling a woman who had a major hit, one-hit wonder, back in 1963-64-ish. It was a big era back then, before that whole Mean Girls thing started. Back then, they were pretty mean, too. They were very dramatic, I guess. At least in song, anyway.
True.
A lot of that was going on about Johnny boyfriends and is he gonna let go steady with me and all that kind of thing.
Just the teenage angst.
There was a lot of that going on, and Diane Renee had her hit with Navy Blue, but you have more information about her.
Yeah, she was only 17.
Really?
And this was her second attempt at becoming a singer because her first two songs did nothing and her label dropped her.
Oh, that's not good.
And then one of the guys who was involved in her first album said, there's something here, but I'm going to write the songs and produce the songs, and you're just going to sing them.
Ah, and that worked.
It did.
They got her on the charts.
They did.
We're going to play Soldier Boy a little later on. K Kiss Me Sailor shortly, but we're starting off with her biggest hit, Navy Blue, on
Cheese Please.
For the inner geek in all of us, pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Well, I'm in trouble back home, and on a weekend
60s, proving the 60s are more than the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, with some early 60s teenage angst songs from Diane Renee that seems to have a sailor fetish. I don't know.
Well, and the thing is that her Navy Blue made it to number 6 on the Hot 100.
Right.
This one made it to number 29 on the Hot 100.
Oh.
And she never made it on the Billboard chart again.
Oh.
She had a bunch of other singles for a little bit there, but they were really only local, regional market hits.
Gotcha.
And then in 1969, she tried to come back doing cover songs. That failed. And then she just stopped recording until the 80s. And then she started recording again.
She's still around?
She's still around. She's still touring.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play an album cut that she did, a cover of the Shirelles hit from the early 60s, around the same time she cut it, Soldier Boy, on...
Cheese, Please.
Diane Renee and Soldier Boy, ending off her tribute to Diane Renee and the whole 60s teenage angst. I wish the world was like that these days.
Yeah, she was kind of all military there for a while.
Really? It'd be a little simpler time, I think, depending on how you look at it. Although it was a very tense time with war, Vietnam War, and protests and everything else. But somehow it seems simpler, I guess, looking back. That's all I get.
That's
to say.
The problem with hindsight.
Really?
Yes, it's always fuzzy.
Yes. Rose-colored glasses and all that stuff, right?
Exactly.
My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please, and now we're going to do this.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese, Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese, Please.
Why would you want to play that?
This is a very unique reason why we want to play that.
It's just weird, folks. It's just weird.
I know. We did a profile on Diane Renee, okay? Diane Renee. In the early 1960s, teenage angst, you know what I just said. Guess what? There's a singer called Diane Ray.
Now, I have to bring this up right now, just for the point of fact. Diane Renee was actually Renee Diane Kushner.
Okay.
Diane Ray was actually Diane Peoples Waldrop.
Okay. Two different
people.
But
she was originally Diane Peoples Ray.
Yes, two different people, similar professional name.
And releasing songs at exactly the same time.
Yeah, and not only that, the exactly the same tone. All this teenage angst hanging around on the show this week. This one is called Please Don't Talk to the Lifeguard on
Cheese Please.
With Diane Ray in her one big hit, Please Don't Talk to the Lifeguard.
I like how her musical career began.
Tell me more.
She won a talent contest on Big Ways Radio in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, cool.
This one only reached number 31 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 63.
It still hit the top 40, though.
It did.
Wow.
She released some other songs, and some of these titles are kind of scary.
Okay.
Where is the Boy?
Okay.
Tied Up with Mary. That Boy's Gonna Be Mine. So, I don't know, stalker radio?
In this day and age, yes, that's the fun thing about teenage angst back then. It was like, it was bordering on stalker slash the living hell.
It was a little scary times. A little scary times.
Just a wee bit, I tell you. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I cannot believe that our tornado on the radio has wound its way to the end.
Oh, yes. You incorporated that into our new theme, didn't you?
I incorporated all kinds of things into the new theme when I wrote it.
Yes, I want to go on record as saying Daffodil wrote the lyrics.
I didn't write the music.
No.
I'm not a musician of any kind.
No.
I can't carry a tune in a tin can in a bucket.
That's why there's things called AI out there.
But I did write every single little word.
AI helped us a little bit on the theme. That's all I get to say. But yes, you wrote the lyrics, and AI made music of it.
And it's fabulous. I dance in my seat every time we play it.
Really?
Yes.
I'm sort of into that. I don't dance into my seat because I'm pushing all the buttons, but I didn't realize you do.
Oh, yes, I dance in my seat.
Oh, well.
It's very catchy.
It is. Anyway, yo, look at the time.
I know, it's time for you to do your thing.
Oh, jeez. I've got complaints over the years about doing this.
It's because you yell. If you didn't yell, people wouldn't complain.
Really?
Yes. So how about if you try to zip your lip when you do it this time?
Okay, here we go. Oh, darn, I ripped the page. I'm sorry.
That's because you were biting your lip.
Fortunately, I didn't bite my tongue.
And yes, that is absolutely 100% a very good thing.
Yes, and we're ending off the show this week with a tune called Potato Chips.
Oh, I love potato chips. Do we have any in the cupboard over there?
I don't know.
Because I think after the show, I'm going to have to go eat some potato chips now.
Arlene Joy sort of likes them. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
does she love her potato chips?
Sample of De Wacky, De Warped, and De Weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.